Hello, and a warm welcome to Dachau and your mobile tour of the Old Town. We're delighted that you want to explore Dachau's Old Town, and we're delighted to accompany you with our audio tour. This mobile tour gives you the freedom to decide which stops you want to see and learn more about first. You can also choose where to go next. You will need around 90 minutes to 2 hours to complete the whole tour. Small plaques are installed at each stop with numbers that indicate your current location. You can access the relevant audio track by scanning the QR codes on these plaques. Shall we start with an overview of all stops along the audio tour? Tourist information has a leaflet that also contains a map. Many influences have shaped the city of Dachau over the course of its more than 1,200-year history. For centuries, Dachau was principally associated with the striking summer residence of the Wittelsbach dynasty, which ruled Bavaria. Dachau became an artist's colony around 150 years ago, with its unspoiled moor landscape attracting droves of creative minds with an enthusiasm for plein air painting. However, since the 1930s, the name Dachau has been synonymous with the terror and brutality of National Socialism, when the first concentration camp was established on Bavarian soil in 1933. You can now embark on your journey of discovery, accompanied by your mobile device, QR codes, and leaflet. We hope you enjoy a fascinating wander through the Old Town of Dachau. The first stop is the fountain on Rathausplatz. Listen carefully. You'll hear the water gurgling. You're now at the heart of the Old Town and can see the Town Hall fountain and the Town Hall itself right in front of you. In 1910, the sculptor Ignatius Taschner bequeathed the design for this red marble fountain to Dachau, which was a market town at the time. It was originally called the King Ludwig Fountain, but the people of Dachau never warmed to this name, so the Taschner Fountain has been the local epithet ever since. A column with four lion head reliefs, each spouting water, graces the centre of the octagonal basin, its side walls adorned by rosette ornaments. Just above them, we see four half-relief figures depicting two peasant couples in traditional Dachau costume. The Bavarian lion, with the coat of arms, sits enthroned on the chapiter. Wood shoring is placed around all of our fountains in winter to protect them from the cold and frost. But you will find a model of this fountain and additional information about Ignaz Taschner all year round in the District Museum of Dachau. The next stop is the Dachau Town Hall. The audio plaque provides information about the Old Town Hall, the reddish building with a curved gable just ahead.